The Mounds Lake proposal would dam the White River in Anderson, forming a 2,100-acre reservoir that would snake its way from Madison to Delaware County. Representative Sue Arrington is a member of the House Environmental Affairs Committee and its Summer Interim Study Committee. The Democrat says the summer committee is already studying water flow through the White, Wabash, and Ohio River basins.
This is would be a major change to the river. Even though this hasn't occurred yet and maybe never will, I think we should look ahead to see what the implications would be for the White River.
Anderson's Corporation for Economic Development says Mounds Lake has a price tag of $450 million and will protect the area from drought and provide economic opportunities. Rob Sparks with the Mounds Lake Project says he welcomes a partnership with the state, and environmental concerns are slated to be addressed in a planned third feasibility study. But Tim Maloney with the Hoosier Environmental Council says dams are not a good idea because they completely alter natural river systems.
That type of project destroys the stretch of river where that becomes inundated because of the dam. The damage would extend upstream 7 or more miles as projected by the feasibility studies.
Legislative study committee reports are due to the General Assembly by November 1st. By that time, a Mounds Lake Intergovernmental Commission may have already been formed. The City Council in Anderson has voted to form and join the body. The towns of Chesterfield, Daleville, and Yorktown are all expected to take up a vote in August. Sparks told Anderson City Council members in May that his organization won't form a commission to continue the project unless all four locales vote yes. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.